Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jungkook takes it all for Calvin Klein. Lauren talks about his debut EP. Miley and Dolly's song Rainbowland gets cut from a school concert. We show you some of the best fashions from the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And I run down the songs you're talking about on Twitter. What up, guys? It's Tetris here. It's Tuesday, March 28th. I had so much fun at the iHeartRadio Music Awards last night. And well, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, we've got to talk about these steamy Jungkook photos. Holy Jungkook, the BTS member stuns for Calvin Klein. Have you been on the internet today? My entire timeline is Jeon Jungkook for Calvin Klein. In the photos by Park Jung-ha, our cookie rocks Calvin Klein jeans and a clean white tee, and to Army's delight, also without the tee. I'm totally fine, I'm just gonna hit the gym.
I wanna run when destiny comes, I dip in my hand and go.
All this comes as the boys of BTS have been dabbling in solo projects. Jungkook recently jumped on Left and Right with Charlie Puth.
I can feel you over here, I can feel you over here.
And released Dreamers for the World Cup.
Look who we are the dreamers.
I think I can speak on behalf of ARMY today and just say, thank you, Jungkook. From K-pop to K-rock, I've been listening to Lauren's debut EP Put Up a Fight since Friday, and he told me all about it at South by Southwest, including how he worked with Blackpink. Take a look.
You've written for Blackpink, so tell me about that and being a songwriter before you were doing your own thing.
When I was a producer, like, I didn't know what to expect. You know, you just write beats or tracks hoping that they're gonna go somewhere. With Blackpink, they needed like a certain set of lyrics that are like both in tune with how the song was written originally and how it's gonna sound like in Korean, right? I don't want to flatter myself, but I think, you know, what I did kind of, you know, did that role. So
you definitely did, man. You just put out your new EP, Put Up a Fight. Man, tell me about how it was to create this new sound.
It's an album with a lot of songs from like different phases of, you know, my production. So I think it kind of shows like the progression of where I kind of was and where I am like right now.
Now who could ever have a problem with Dolly Parton's music? Well, one school in Wisconsin seems to. With anti-LGBTQ plus agenda sweeping across the country, Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton are the latest victims of this growing hate. When you listen to the lyrics of the 2017 duet from Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton's Rainbowland, it's hard to find anything controversial. The two sing about love, acceptance, and living in harmony. But that seems too much for one Wisconsin elementary school. Melissa Temple, a language teacher at Heyer Elementary School in Waukesha, Wisconsin, has called out her school's administration for vetoing the rainbow-themed song in the spring concert. She wrote, "My first graders were so excited to sing Rainbowland for our spring concert, but it's been vetoed by our administration. When will it end?" Good question. When asked by a commenter why the song was pulled from the concert, Temple responded, "No reason given." At press time, spokespeople for Heyer Elementary and the Waukesha County Board of Education have not returned Billboard's request for comment, and it does not appear Miley or Dolly have responded on their socials. Last night, my girl Taylor Swift slayed the iHeartRadio Music Awards. I was on the red carpet and got an up-close and personal look at all the fashion. We'll be right back. Don't forget to check out all the iHeart interviews on YouTube and Billboard.com. It was great catching up with Lotto, Big Time Rush, Bebe Rexha, TLC, and so many more. Want to know what songs everyone is talking about on Twitter? Well, you're in luck. There's a chart for that. Faye's newest bop rules this week's Hot Trending Songs chart. Faye's remix exclusive O comes in at number one on Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, for the chart dated April 1st. The track is Faye's first number one on Hot Trending Songs and his first release of the year following his album, Feliz Cumpleaños, Fercho, Te Piateamos, El Album, an EP sixto. Elsewhere on the chart, Salman Khan's new release, Jiraje de Ham, Falling in Love, comes in at number two. While Tom McDonald's new collaboration with John Rich, End of the World, bows at number three. Yeah, plus, new releases from Chloe and Lana Del Rey round out the top five. Billboard's Hot Trending Songs chart, powered by Twitter, tracks global music-related trends and conversations in real time across Twitter, viewable over the last 24 hours or past 7 days. That's today's show, but be sure you come back tomorrow for what's going to be one of the most talked about Billboard covers in quite a while. I can't wait. Running it down for you always, I'm Cedric Kelly, and this is Billboard News.